Whenever national rankings of childhood poverty are released, Vermont shows up where you would want it to, with one of the lowest levels of children living in poverty of any state in the country. That is partly why a recent article by Paul Heinz, political editor at 7 Days, was so sobering. Heinz reports on an effort that began in 2007 to reduce the rate of childhood poverty in Vermont by half, and how that effort, 10 years later, has not come close to succeeding. Paul Heinz joins me now in our VPR studios to discuss his reporting. And Paul, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Now, bring us back to 2007. Who was behind this goal to reduce childhood poverty in Vermont? How was it going to be achieved?
Well, one of the leaders at that time was Doug Racine, who was a state senator, and he was working with Voices for Vermont Children and some Washington, D.C.-based nonprofits. At that time, there were a number of states that were looking to set fairly ambitious poverty targets for the next 10 years or so. And later that year, Vermont adopted a goal of cutting Vermont's child poverty in half within 10 years, so by June of this year.
What were they going to do differently than what had been tried in the past?
Well, the original legislation, which was actually signed into law by Jim Douglas, the governor at the time, it established a council, a 14-member council, to come up with a plan, a strategy to cut the child poverty rate in half. That council that year traveled to every county in the state and convened public meetings, invited people who were living in poverty, people who worked on anti-poverty initiatives, to testify before the council and share their ideas. This council, in early 2009, released quite a big report with 47 different recommendations that it believed could really help address this issue in Vermont.
Well, now it's 2017. Where does that effort stand?
Well, rather than cutting child poverty in half, Vermont has seen a child poverty rate that is actually slightly higher than it was back in 2007. One of the reasons for Vermont's failure to cut the child poverty rate in half is pretty simple. The Great Recession hit just a year after Vermont set this very ambitious goal. And so in this state and throughout the country, the child poverty rate skyrocketed. People lost their jobs, and when people lose their jobs, their children are living in very tough conditions.
Well, your article also points out that not only has the goal not been met, but that lawmakers in Montpelier that you speak with now don't even seem aware that it existed in the first place. I mean, what are you hearing from legislators when you mention that initial effort?
I spoke with Governor Phil Scott, with Speaker Mitzi Johnson, and Senate President Tim Ash, and actually none of the three were familiar with the fact that the state had set this goal of cutting child poverty in half. They were all aware of the council and knew of much of the work that's been done over the years, but they didn't know about that initial goal. And in fairness, I think we've all forgotten about this. I know that I actually covered one of these meetings in Bellows Falls back in 2007, and yet I had forgotten that the state had set this goal. So, you know, this is not to blame any particular politician or anyone. I think it's just a reality that when a state sets an ambitious long-term goal, it has to find some ways to really stay on top of it and remind itself of the goal that it's set. Otherwise, it can just fall by the wayside.
We hear numbers and statistics all the time about this issue, but can you relay a story for us in your article about people that you met with in Vermont who are really affected by this childhood poverty and what life is like for them?
That's right. Well, one of the families that I spoke to for this story was the Reed family, lives in St. Albans. And they are in some ways typical. The father, Dennis Reed, actually grew up in poverty, and he and his wife, Jerrica, have been homeless many times over the years. They're raising two young children, and in many ways, they're doing everything they should be to pull themselves up and to try to improve their lives. Dennis has a good job working in IT in the St. Albans area, but he's making a minimum wage and trying to support a family of four on that minimum wage. One of the things that Dennis has encountered is what many people call the benefits cliff. He earns a certain amount right now and qualifies for a number of benefits, such as food stamps. But if he earns any more, he may no longer be qualified for those benefits. And so he and his boss have been talking about a raise over the last couple of months. But even just a $1 or $2 an hour raise for him could disqualify him from some of the benefits he receives and leave him in a worse financial position than he is in right now. This is an issue that is not unique to Vermont, of course, and it's one that the Child Poverty Council wrote about almost 10 years ago now. They wrote about the importance of trying to get rid of the benefits cliff to make it so that there's a way for people to sort of move up without being penalized for doing so.
The mandate ends next summer. I mean, do you think they'll continue? And if so, do you think the approach might be different and have more success than the efforts made over the last 10 years?
Well, if the legislature does not take action, this council will cease to exist as of next summer. I attended a meeting last month during which the Child Poverty Council discussed the fact that they not only need to come up with recommendations to the legislature this year, but they need to decide whether they think they should even continue on. And, you know, I think that there are some tough questions that they'll need to ask, whether they were effective, whether this is the best way to approach the problem. Most people in that room want to make sure that the state continues to focus on poverty and on child poverty, but whether this is the exact structure the state should continue to use is an open question.
Paul Heintz is the political editor at 7 Days, and you can find his article on child poverty in 7 Days. Thank you so much for the time, Paul.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.